There you are. What a pleasant surprise. By now, I assumed you would leave me hanging. 20 minutes of our time are now lost, young man. I hope you can afford the leisurely attitude. But considering the fact that you asked me for a tutoring lesson, makes me believe that that's not the case. I'd appreciate a different tone from you. We're both adults now, are we not? There's a way to communicate with one another. You behave like a bratty teenager with your attitude. Sit down. We've got a lot to cover. It's truly fascinating. For someone who wants to improve their scores, you act like you don't care much about our private lesson today. When you asked me for it, I was surprised. I thought, well, maybe this guy is taking things a little bit more seriously now. But now you are late, and pretend like you don't want to be here. You know I'm doing you a favor, right? I don't get paid for this. Meaning that being here is not necessary. I hope you understand what I'm trying to tell you. The choice is yours, love. Are you willing to cooperate now? Not quite the energy I was hoping for, but it will do. You're covering the human body this semester. A lovely topic. You're lucky you have me to help you with it. Let's have a look at your notes and see where to begin. What do you mean you don't have any? You forgot to bring them. Or didn't you take any? It's not only the fact that you're late, but you're also unprepared. How fitting. Well, then I suppose we have to start at the very beginning. If you can't show me your current progress, I will just assume that you need a little help with everything. It's your own fault. But we can make use of that chance by deepening your understanding of the topic. Going back to the beginning is usually something that helps with any type of problem. So let's get into it, before we waste even more time. Take out something to write, please. Good luck remembering it all then. I'm done doing everything for you, Your Highness. You have nothing to write? Then memorize. Seriously, sometimes I wonder if you're not embarrassed. This isn't secondary school anymore. I don't know how you expect to pass all your classes if you can't even make sure you're prepared. It's time you start learning that you have to take responsibility for yourself. You're an adult now, love. Act like one. I promise you, you won't survive long with this attitude. This establishment will get rid of you sooner than you may expect it. As long as you do not step up your game, that is. Yes, that may be the reason why you came to me asking for help. But only showing up to your tutoring class won't help you either. I do not know what made you choose to enroll here. With this little drive and motivation that you have. Be sure it can all be taken away in an instant. As soon as your scores are not passing any longer, you're out of here. Next time I want to see you here with something to take notes with, you will bring your materials, and I expect you to be on time. As long as I can help you, I will try my best. But there's only so much I can do. And if you end up failing, I won't be there to help you any longer.
Understood.
Wonderful. You may not be the most motivated student that I have, but at least you're not stupid enough to ignore what you're told. Then let us begin. We've wasted enough time already. Let's see how well you can listen to my lesson without anything to write it down with. I will name you a few of the human muscles, and you will tell me where to find them. All right? Let's begin. Round one. I'll go easy on you. Show me where the biceps and the triceps are located. I'm sure you know that. Very well. How about the biceps femoris? It's the one on the back of your thigh. Here. Look at my book. Right about here. Looks like taking notes would have been more beneficial, Alright, round two. Let's remain at the legs. How about the semitendinosus muscle? Looks like you didn't pay much attention at all, huh? Well, it's right beside the biceps femoris. Remember it now. I will ask you again. Moving on. Tell me where the soleus muscles are located. Hey, pay attention to me. I'm trying to help you. Well, perhaps you are more of a visual learner. You know what? Let's try something different. Let's skip the pictures. I think I have something in mind that will maintain your attention. Look at me. I will point at my own body, and you will tell me the name of the muscle I'm pointing at. Understood? Good. Let's begin. Round one. Easy mode. Tell me the name of this one. Connecting my neck and jaw. It's the digastric muscle. You were close. Next one. My shoulder muscle. Deltoid. Love. Moving on. The muscles covering my chest. Pectoralis major. Next round. Perhaps you are familiar with these. The muscles that are known as your abs. Rectus abdominis. How about these at my sides? On both sides, it's the external oblique muscle. Easy to remember, on the inside lies the internal oblique muscle. Moving on. Next round. The middle one of my thigh muscles. Right here. It's the rectus femoris. Next to it, on the outside. About here. It's the vastus lateralis. And how about we go further to the inner thighs? Sort of wrapping around a few of the muscles. We have the sartorius muscle. And how about this one? All the way here, on my inner thigh. Right here. What's the name for this, love? It's the gracilis muscle. Good thing I'm wearing a skirt today. This way you can see the muscles flex properly. It makes it easier to point them out. Are you paying attention? Does this help with your focus? Or have I lost you again? Well then tell me, what is this muscle called? All right then, let's repeat. The one on the middle of the front of my thigh. Not bad. The one here on the outer side. Vastus lateralis. The one I said is somewhat wrapping around a few of them. Sartorius, yes. And this one. The one I asked you about. On my inner thigh. Around here. Gracilis. Not bad for the start. Only a few things you didn't remember immediately. But a few you did remember. I count that as a success. Let's move on. Let me turn around for you. Those two right here. On my lower leg. They're called the gastrocnemius muscles. And further up. Do you remember this muscle at the back of my thigh? From the book? The biceps femoris, yes. And right next to it. The semitendinosus, yes. Good. How about this one? The big muscle on my butt. It's the gluteus maximus, yes. I'm not surprised you remember this one. How about the one next to it? Right here. Gluteus medius. Easy to remember, right? Very good. See? You're not completely hopeless. Someone seems to be enjoying himself suddenly. Don't tell me it's because you watched me touch myself. My god. Someone really hasn't grown up yet. You think I did this on purpose? Why would I do that? I'm just trying to teach you anatomy. And maintaining your focus, since you're so disinterested. It's not my fault you seem to be a visual, or maybe even kinesthetic learner. You see, kinesthetic learners learn by action. They learn what they do. So perhaps you could try pointing out some muscles yourself. How about that? Back off a little. Yes, with your chair. Move a bit away from your table. Now point out those leg muscles I've taught you. You may do as you please. Go ahead. I won't kick you, I promise. I'll just watch you closely while you touch my legs. Go on. Show me the gastrocnemius muscle. It's okay. You can hold it in your hands if you want. Do what you need to do, love. It's all for the purpose of education. Good. You remembered. Now reach for the biceps femoris. Can you find it without seeing it? Yes, that's about right. Why are we doing this? Well, you signed up for private tutoring, did you not? Oh, this. Why I'm suddenly sitting on your desk in front of you, you mean? Well, since I'm your professor, my main focus is to convey information. And if using your eyes and hands is helping you recall information better, I will act on that style of learning. Keep going. Point out the rectus femoris muscle on my thigh. No, dear. Here, let me guide your hand. It's right here. Yes. Do you remember the muscle on the inner thigh we talked about? Touch it. What's its name? See, this method works much better than pictures and books, or just listening to me tell you everything you need to know. Now, shall we move on further? Jump to the next topic. Have you yet covered female anatomy in one of your classes? Well, in this case, I can promise you, you will do so very soon. Why don't we give you a head start then? Just to be prepared. Our time isn't over yet, is it? We might even be able to cover the male anatomy as well. As long as you study hard and remember everything I show you and point it out on your own. The more you remember, the more we will explore. Understood? When I lift up my skirt just a little, we can start right away with the female anatomy. Are you ready? Don't be shy. Give me your hand. Allow me to guide your fingers. I'll show you how to locate every last part of the female anatomy. Starting with the labia majora. It is the soft bulge you can see here in my panties. It's the outside of the entirety of the female anatomy. The outer lips, as you may have heard them be called. How about you touch it with those fingers of yours? Familiarize yourself with it. Don't forget, you're the type to learn with visuals and action, including touch. This will help you to remember. Let me repeat it for you. Labia. Majora. The labia majora, as I said, are the fleshy outer folds of protective skin located on each side of the vaginal opening. They cover and protect the more delicate external genital organs. Understood? You turned into such a good listener. Looks like you can be a good student. You learn fast as long as you have the right motivation. And the right thing to maintain your attention. Keep touching me. It might help you to store the information better. But let's not forget about your tutoring. If you glide your finger up here, you can feel the prepuce of the clitoris. It's like a soft hood that covers most of the gland's clitoris, leaving only the tip of it visible at the bottom. And you should remember this body part very well. Try pressing into it a little bit. Don't be too aggressive. As you might know, it's really sensitive. The role of the clitoris is just for sexual pleasure. It has many sensitive nerve endings that respond to touch. When a person is aroused, the clitoris tissue gets bigger, just like the erectile swelling of people with. You know, this gland's part of the clitoris is a tiny shaft that goes back several centimeters inside the body. And covered by the labia majora, if you would just glide your fingers in between the fold, is the labia minora. Labia means lips. That's why you call them outer and inner lips a lot of times. The labia minora sometimes even extends past the outer lips. That is different from person to person. And further down, you will find the vaginal opening. It is located between the urethral opening and the anus. Hard to miss and wide enough to not be confused. I'm just messing with you. Look. You could even enter it with your finger through the fabric if you dig a little bit. Let me guide you. That's where it is. That covers the external anatomy. The internal is obviously much more than this. But I am sure we can cover that another day. How about we take a little detour further upwards? I'm sure I can tell you a few useful things about those two body parts. Go on. Don't hesitate. touch them. Luckily, I have no bra on, so you will be able to steady it perfectly. What you can feel here is the nipple. You should be familiar with that. It is surrounded by the so-called areola. When you massage them a little, what you will be able to also feel are the mammary lobes within the breasts. Those lobes can hurt massively during the period, but you can massage me as much as you like today. I'm not going through any hormonal changes. Make sure to study them well. We don't want you to have bad scores after such an intense tutoring lesson. I would be disappointed. Talking about tutoring, do you remember the name of the muscle that is located behind the breast? From earlier? Yes. It is the pectoralis major. Very good. I can tell our little tutoring session is starting to pay off. I think we can move on. Let's explore the male anatomy next, shall we? Allow me. In order to have a proper look at the body parts in question, we should remove the fabrics that are in the way. I'm sure you don't mind, right? It's for the purpose of education, after all, my dearest student. A lovely example. Will you allow me to make use of it for our lesson? We have a little bit more time to spare. Let's not waste that. Thank you, sir. The head of the penis is what we call glands, covered with a loose layer of skin, as you know. It is connected to the shaft, or corpus, which is this beautiful part of your anatomy. Within the shaft, you will find three columns of tissue. Two of them fill with blood to enable erections. Down here, we have the scrotum. A loose sac of skin, which houses the testes. By turning its skin wrinkly or loosening up due to temperature changes, the overall temperature of the scrotum is actively maintained to make it ideal for the sperm. So what happens to you in those situations actually is for good reason. Clever, hmm? And right here, we can find my favorite secret spot. Perineum, a lovely little pleasure spot located between the base of the penis and the anus, which hardens during erection and should not be forgotten when it comes to giving pleasurable massages. And the best moment for such massages might be during the ejaculation. What do you say? Do you want to test it up? I mean, the functions are just as important as name and location of the body parts. Why don't we have a look at all of what we have in front of us? As long as we have the chance. And touching you like this will surely be an adequate experiment for our tutoring session. What do you think? Is my touch enjoyable? Would you mind assisting me further in our learning process? Good. I hoped we would agree on this. It's important to know how the body works. Learners like you who learn while doing things will profit from this method, surely. Alright then, let's explore the pleasures of the male body. Did you know that your chest and nipples are also sensitive to touch? Don't worry, I'll show you all of it. Explain to the class how it feels. Well, I know there's nobody here. But have you ever thought about that when you saw me sitting in front of you? Because I have. I have fantasized about you every other day. You might be a tough case to handle, with all your attitude, and lack of motivation, and all those times a professor like me has to repeatedly ask you to please do the bare minimum of your part. But fortunately for you, you're also just as cute. And attractive. It's been a silly little fantasy of mine for a while. And sometimes, I wonder what would happen if I just stood up and teased you a little bit during our lectures. Trying my best to hide what I'm doing to you while you keep it together in order to not make any noises. Or perhaps you wouldn't mind them looking. When I suddenly push my hand down your trousers, I'll press my lips against your neck. But I could never go that far. It's too risky. But it sure feels nice to envision it. A classroom full of people. Maybe curious. Maybe trying to pretend like they don't notice. While one special student and their teacher are suddenly going at it. A fun little treat for the mind, if you ask me. Well, the classroom may be empty now, but my hands on your best parts Unluckily, very real. And I love it just as much as my naughty little fantasies. Let's see if your perineum is as hard as it is said to be. Well, dear student, feel it yourself. It's important for you to learn those things. Good boy. You'll end up making your professor very proud. How does this feel? Massage you at the spot. Wonderful. Nothing is more rewarding than a shaky breath and a whimpered yes. You did so very good today. Congratulations. You'll excel at every exam that comes your way. As long as you keep up the good studying, that is. Will you let me tutor you? It would be my pleasure to teach you further. There's so much you can still learn from me. It would be a shame to stop now when we can already see improvement. Touching you is like a reward for me as well. You'll get a treat for doing so well. And your professor gets her adequate compensation for her efforts. Educational purposes. We currently study the function of the male anatomy, after all. So can you do that for me? Just a little bit. I couldn't call myself a good professor otherwise if I left this aspect out of my tutoring. So why don't you come for me? Make your professor proud. You'll be greatly rewarded for your efforts. Please, darling. You want to make me proud? What a beautiful sight. Seeing the male body parts at work. Just a little more. Come for me. Thank you. do what your professor wants you to. I couldn't be happier about the outcome of our tutoring session. You served as such a good example. I hope you memorized everything we covered today. Next time I will test your knowledge. So this time, I expect you to be prepared. I want to turn you into a top student of my class.